Dr. Google can't fix your knee. The Joint Relief Institute can. Fast joint pain relief, covered by Medicare. Call 708-888-0000, as in zero pain.
Let's get some extremely local news from Block Club Chicago. Good morning, Jen Sabella. How you doing today, Jen?
Good morning, Bob. I'm doing okay.
Let's talk about the restaurants and how they're doing. And we're hearing a lot about this lately, that some of those delivery apps take 30 or 33% off the top of an order. So we need to just call restaurants directly, don't we? Is that the best thing to do?
Exactly. Caesar's Killer Margaritas, you probably have driven past it a bunch of times with its giant neon letters on Clark Street in Lakeview. They are usually packed. It's today on Cinco de Mayo. And they were thinking about ways to still take advantage of Cinco de Mayo and hopefully bring in some business, because they're really struggling. And they posted on social media to all their followers, please just order from us directly. Just call us. I know calling a business does not feel natural to a lot of people who've been ordering online for several years. But that way the money is going 100% to the restaurant and not to a third party service like Grubhub or Uber Eats. Mm-hmm. There was actually a viral post on social media this weekend from a different restaurant. We talked to a consultant who shared it in Bridgeport, and it showed a restaurant taking in $376 of $1,042 in sales, which is about 70% of the money went to Grubhub in that case. And that was a special case. That Grubhub says that they allow businesses to choose what sort of partnership they want. So in this case, I guess Grubhub did a lot of promotion for them and marketing, which is why the percentage was so high. But the consultant was like, when you guys are ordering from restaurants and you're trying to support local restaurants, the best thing to do is just at least check if they're taking orders directly. Some places don't, but right now a lot of them are.
Yeah, and I'm glad you said call, because sometimes the information online is not right. My family loves, and I love, the ramen at Ramen-san, and we checked their website over the weekend, and it said closed, but then we called, and they were open. It was incorrect information on the website. So definitely call, and you know what? There's no excuse for being lazy now. There's no traffic out there. Get out, get in your car, and go pick it up yourself. Most of the restaurants that I've been to, in fact, all of the restaurants I've been to doing that, have done a great job of social distancing, and everybody's wearing a mask, and there's the protective glass, and so forth and so on. So it's safe to do that. And like you say, you want to help the restaurants, and they're not getting enough of your money if what's 30% goes to one of those delivery apps.
Exactly. And, your order, say it's like $40 or $50, think about that at the end of the day, what they're actually getting. It's really not much. And especially right now when they've lost all their dine-in business and deliveries are down, everything is down. So even though people are stuck at home, more people are cooking because they're stuck at home, or people have lost their jobs and they can't afford to order in. So, every dime counts right now. And the National Restaurant Association is predicting we're going to lose about 1,500 independent restaurants in Chicago, which would be devastating. I mean, I love this city. I love eating out and going to different restaurants. And the thought of a Chicago without these great places is really sad.
Yeah, I know. That's part of what makes our city great, those places and the people who run them. We'll be talking more about that with Rick Bayless here between 8 and 9 this morning. Great way to celebrate Cinco de Mayo. Yeah. In Lincoln Square, Jimmy's Pizza is doing big business. What's up with them?
Right. So they're like the opposite of a lot of these businesses right now struggling. Jimmy's Pizza Cafe at 5159 North Lincoln. It's a great spot. I used to live over there. And delicious, New York-style slices. And they also have beignets that you'd get in New Orleans. And they also have garlic knots that are delicious. They have been so crowded. They've sold out of dough. Every Friday, everyone's ordering pizza. Pizza's comfort food, and it feeds a lot of people, and it's inexpensive. So it makes sense that a business like Jimmy's is doing really well right now. They're apologizing to customers because they're going to have to start cutting off orders early. They're cutting off third-party apps, like we just talked about. So they want people to call at least 2 hours ahead before ordering if they want their, you know, pizza in a timely fashion, or if they want their pizza at all. They said that last week they had to issue returns because so many orders came in on third-party apps, and they just ran out of dough. They're like, we can't even keep up. So yeah, that this is a success story, but they're still nervous, you know, and I think that this is how a lot of people feel. Like, right now we're doing okay, but what happens in a few months when people run out of money or lose their jobs?
Yeah, well, it's good to see that they're making a little dough while they're running out of dough. Jimmy's is over at, exactly. What is that, 5159 North Lincoln. And what was their secret? How did they get so popular during this time? I guess one reason is because pizza is comfort food, as you say, and it's great takeout food. But Jimmy's must have had a great following before all this, right?
Exactly. I lived over there, and it was always hopping. It's especially in that area, there's not a ton of restaurants, and there's not a lot of pizza options right over there, which is shocking for Chicago. But it's always been a hot spot, and now it's even hotter.
Yeah, I guess so. All right, finally, let's get the bird update from Uptown now.
Yeah, so Seamus was on last week talking about how some piping plovers, this endangered migratory bird, was spotted at Montrose Beach. Those birds had taken off and they were just making a pit stop, but Monty and Rose, the famous piping plover pair from last summer that ended up shutting down a music festival and successfully giving birth, which is really a big deal for this endangered species, they're back. They showed up on Friday, and wildlife experts are extremely excited about this. The population had been decimated of these birds, and there were only 11 pairs at one point a couple years ago, and now there are 70 breeding pairs thanks to people looking after these birds. And now that social distancing and the beaches are closed, they're probably going to have an easier summer just taking over the beach and nesting and continuing to breed.
Yeah, the birds are happy these days. Our dogs and cats are happy because the humans are around a lot, and the air is cleaner, and so is the water. So there is something good about all this.
Exactly. Nature loves it. The rest of us, not so much.
That's exactly right. Jen Sabella, Block Club Chicago. Thanks, Jen. We'll talk to you folks tomorrow.
Thanks, Bob.